Well, my father in court, you know, before we came out, and I was a really young kid then, you know. Was about 11 years, it might be 11 or 12 years. But, anyhow, I don't know who came from Maple Harbor down there and he wanted to buy it. My father two or three horses. And this one's a young mare, and he wasn't too fussy about her anyhow, you know, he had other horses to work. But anyhow, he was to meet this fellow at the F. McLean store this day with the mare, and he was going to buy her. Yeah. So he took me as a little fellow with a horse and cart from Glencoe, support tool. He took the wagon himself and put the mare in, and he was going to the wagon home, you know, after the cart. He was going to sell the mare. And Ron Bean wanted to come out of Port Tool too. And, well, all right. Father told him, he says, you've got lots of room in the wagon for you. Well, the mare was hellish nice, you know. She wasn't big. She was very clever and quick on the road. And she was fast, too. She was the King of Hearts. I don't know if you people know anything about the King of Hearts or not. A stallion that came from the island, you know. And he was a very, very fine-looking horse, too. Not a driving horse, not a working horse. Well, bang on, my father liked the mare himself for so much coming out, you know, that he didn't give a darn if he'd sell the mare or not, you know. He kind of got sorry that he won't sell her, you know. She was so smart and so good. And Ron Bain made a song for her coming out. And my father didn't wait very long for the sale at all at the F. You know, he took her up to Ollie Camels and put some shoes on her. She was 3 years old then. And there was no shoes put on her. He took her in the porch, and Ollie Camels was right where your mother is over there. Collie McNeil. Took her in there, and Ollie Camel started making the shoes put on her. Mr. Graham from Curry came in, and he was looking at the mare. My God, he said, it's a pretty little mare, that, he said. She was as pretty as a picture, you know. 2 years was sharp, you know, working them back and forth, you know. Oh, she was a dandy on the road. Well, all right. Well, Graham says it's too bad, he said, that she wasn't a little bit heavier. He said she's a little bit too light, but I know she's a very good little mare. She's a nice-looking mare, too. Well, Ram Beaton said, do you know what that mayor says when she's coming into the big city here today? Graham looked at him, you know, he didn't know what in the name of God he meant, so. I don't know what you mean, he said. Well, the mayor said this, he said. Skata chemi mornas, hami sakenyos papi, no de heg me shit and drag. Is that what she said? Graham said, yes, that's what she said. And then again, didn't like it very well at all, you know, the expression that Ronald Bain made on the mail. And he was a kind of a boss himself, you know. He was the father of that priest over in Father Cannell. He's related to you.
Father Sam.
Oh, anyhow, there was a funeral up in Glencoe, one of the big Sandys that died, Dougal McDonald. And he was related to Father Cannell, and he went up to the funeral. And he took Ronald Beaton to one side. Well, Ronald, he said, I'm fulfilling your song. He said, I made a verse for you, too. You did, yeah. Well, let's hear it, he said, Ronald. Yes, I'm going to sing it to you, he said, all right. Smaha wokhid it a night, get it trash, could a stow. Nappity koskish, ish and thrag, you'll be in bars, toss the shadow. Well, all right, that finished that. Well, the Ryan says to Ali Campbell, I'll have to replace that, Mr. Campbell, he said, someday, he said. And I'll be out in Port Tour someday and I'll drop into your porch and I'll sing it for you. I'd be glad to hear you sing, Mr. Beaton. It was very polite to do it. But no hard feelings, you know, at all. No hard feelings of fighting around this at all. Or it's just sociable talk. So Ronald Beaton landed, you know, at Ali Campbell's porch. Yes, Mr. Beaton, I suppose you're here to sing another verse of song about me. What's your song? Yes, he said, Ronald said, that's just what I came in for, he said. Well, now, Mr. Campbell, he said, you listen to this, he said, see how it'll suit you. Smithies, Tom, of course, Bass, seek a night, ink the night jet. Put in the Baba Nunyak Ban, sneak the brass, Kurashi, Mali, go, boy, you go. So that ended the song. Ali Campbell said, I better stop, he said, because he's going to skin me alive. You know, his brother was awful hard on horses.